Thank you, Ken. Can everybody hear me using my cell phone and my headphones? I want to make sure that everybody can hear me clearly. Yes, thank you, Kathy. Well, good morning and welcome to our Sunday morning gathering. Our music director, Lynn Johnson, will play our opening song as we greet each other. I'm letting go of the mic. Thank you, Lynn.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Are awakened to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here, standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. I am so happy to be here this morning. And I'm a little nervous, but I have the faith that all is well. So we're going to start with our purpose. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. I have chosen two of our core values out of the five that seem relevant for the message. Our core value, number one. We trust everyone is led by unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another on different paths of awakening. And core number, value number five. We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of true self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experience while continually reflecting on changeless truth. And now we're going to start the announcements. This year, Awakening Together Fall Retreat is a contemplative pilgrimage through Italy. Travel with Regina Don Akers on a non-dual contemplative journey through Italy. Visit St. Peter's Basilica, the Catacombs of St. Sebastian, Pompeii, the Monastery of St. Benedict, Assisi, San Domenico, St. Franciscus Basilicas, Basilicas of St. Clair, and more. Each traveler will receive a book written by Regina, especially for this pilgrimage, to inspire deep contemplation reflection at each site visited. Light teaching along the way will complement and enhance your pilgrimage experience. There are two pilgrimage options to choose from. Option one is a 9-day from October 20th to the 28th. Option two is a 14-day pilgrimage from October 20th to November 2nd. You will find the itineraries for each option as well as prices, discount opportunities, and scholarships on our website under retreats and classes. Join Regina for a 3-day retreat at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. The retreat is July 20th through 22nd and titled Awakening from Self to True Self. Accommodations are available at Lewis and Clark College, which makes this a perfect retreat for anyone who wants to attend from out of town. At this retreat, Regina will focus on her more advanced teachings, including the nature of illusion, the nature of truth, and the steps we can take to awaken to the Absolute. For more information and to register, go to awakeningtogether.org and look under retreats and classes for Regina in Oregon, July 2018. The last announcement is join us in the sanctuary next Sunday night for our monthly satsang. This month, Jacqueline will interview Floyd Henderson, a student of Nazar Kadatta, who realize truth and is now a teacher of non-duality with a deep southern accent. I think that's Floyd Henderson, not Nazar Kadatta. The realization of self means the shattering of the shell of separation, so that the non-dual nature of reality is directly known. Only in the absence of the person is this nature revealed. In this way, Floyd Henderson invites us to strip away all that is personal, all that is dualistic, all that separates us from our true self. This satsang begins at 7:30 Eastern Time next Sunday night. That's 4:30 Pacific Time. Okay, as you all know, the time has changed, and Arizona does not change the time, and so everybody else did. So now we're on Pacific time. So it is now 7:30 in sunny Arizona. So let's see, where are we at now? Yes, now we're going to begin the inspirational part of our gathering. And today's title is Forgiveness is Love. And I have asked Lynn to pick some inspirational songs that are appropriate for the title. Lynn, I'm letting go of the mic for you. Thank you.
you were anything less than beautiful. How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. You were everything less than how could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul.
Thank you, Lynn. Let us get ready to listen and pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for this opportunity to practice forgiveness. And to share my experiences. With others. With my brothers. Open our hearts this morning Let them be empty. As well as our minds. I know there's a message for all of us. Let us embrace that message today. In faith and trust. Amen. The title is Forgiveness is Love. Regina Dawn Akers will be our reader this morning. She will be reading from NTI Matthew 18. I'm letting go of the mic.
Good morning, Reverend Ruby and everyone else. This is NTI Matthew chapter 18. I have told you before not to think for yourself, and I have asked you to lay yourself aside. It is this you must practice, because it is this you must do. One cannot maintain self-identity and self-control and be healed of self. Yet one must be healed of self if one is to know the oneness of heaven as I am. I say to you, practice with me today. Do not think for yourself. Ask me in all things, and leave all things to me. Love your brothers and be at peace with them. Accept them as they are and where they seem to be. Do not ask your brother to change his place, but love him in his place. And then ask me how your brother's place is helpful to you. And this way, your brother is your teacher, and you are his. Forgiveness may not always seem easy. You will encounter great resistance in forgiving your brothers and in forgiving yourself. Do not let resistance alarm you. Resistance is fear. And to give in to resistance is to give in to fear. Remember, fear can keep you from me. So when you feel resistance, recognize it for what it is. Realize that resistance is a path from me. And ask yourself which path you would place your feet on now. Then let go of your belief in resistance. And let go of your fight against resistance. Give your heart to me. Ask me to help. And let yourself rest as the resistance passes on to nothingness. Then the way is clear for you to forgive and accept the peace of God in joy. Watch your heart when you believe you have forgiven. Be careful that you do not find a grievance or a grudge there. For if you do, your forgiveness is not complete. You will know that your forgiveness is complete when you love your brother with your whole heart and soul and mind just as the angels do. If you love your brother any less, ask me to help you learn to forgive. The Spirit of God is one, and no one can be left outside. If you have not forgiven your brother, you are lost from the Spirit of God. Do not be confused. You are not responsible for your brother's place. But if you cannot forgive him his place, you are lost from yours. The Spirit of God is love. And to know your place in his heart, you must be love too. Love does not make judgments, and love holds no grievances. So do not worry about your brother's place. Ask me how the symbol of your brother's place can be used to help you find yours. Be careful in talking to your brother regarding a difference or disagreement. For in the world, these discussions must happen. When you go to your brother, go with me. Check your heart to ensure you find forgiveness there, and also that you find trust that the situation has been given to me. Clear your mind of judgments and desired outcomes. Ask only for healing and enlightenment. When you are sure all of this has been done, talk to your brother, while being careful to listen for me in love and confidence. In this way, there can be no loss, for the situation is no longer a situation of the world, but it is a situation of heaven, for heaven has been made its purpose. It is what is in your mind and your heart that is important, for there the resolution shall be. If your brother and you agree in love, if your brother and you agree in love, you shall be blessed by love. Let love be your only goal. Your brother is yourself, and so you must forgive your brother to know yourself. Do not give up on him. To give up on your brother is to give up on love. You suffer because you do not love, for love is not itself unless it is whole. No one can be left out of love. No thought that is not love can be left in your mind. Listen to me. Rejoice at your opportunities to forgive. Be happy that you have found yourself judging or holding a grievance. For what you find, you can let go. In this way, the splinters to love's presence are removed, that love may be known as whole again. Thank you, Ruby. I'm releasing the mic.
Yes, thank you, Regina. Over the past, 8 months, forgiveness has been coming into my mind. And I said, well, I'm going to have to look a little bit deeper into forgiveness. And then day 15 of Gentle Healing, the second part, Regina's tip said, I'll read the third paragraph of it. Today's reading, which was Matthew 18, focuses on love and forgiveness. The tips on how to forgive are exquisite. Read slowly. Take today's reading deeply into your heart, all the way up to including the very last paragraph. Don't miss a thing. And it went on, and I was convinced that this was the message I needed to read and take into my heart. So when I was asked to, you know, to step up to the plate and to be a part, more of a part of the gatherings. So I said, well, I will do a greeting. So I decided that forgiveness and love would be a great message for me. And again, and also a great lesson for me. So I began the process or the journey in the practice of forgiveness. So I use chapter 18 as my guide and the Holy Spirit as my teacher. So I wrote down the steps to follow. So I will review them with you. And then I'm going to go over some examples of some of the situations that I went through as I was doing the forgiveness practice over the past 2 weeks. Step number one. When I go to approach my brother, go with me. Step number two. Check my heart to ensure forgiveness is there. Step number three. Check to see if I find trust that the situation has been given to me. Step number four. Clear my mind of all judgments and desired outcomes. Step number five. Ask only for healing and enlightenment. And step number six, rejoice at your opportunity to forgive. and be happy that you found grievances, that you found judging and holding a grievance. So those are the six steps. And then there was a couple of other ones in there. Give my heart to me. Ask me to help. Ask me how the symbol of my brother's place can be used to help me. Okay. So I started 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to start going over some of the situations I went through. I actually wrote down four, but I may not be able to go through all of them. So I am going to hurry along. So this is Tuesday night, and I'm still in clinic doing my last health assessment. I am a nurse working for a behavioral health facility. I work in four different residential facilities within this behavioral health organization, and I do health assessments. And then I also overlook treatment plans and authorize them. So we're back to Tuesday night. I'm still in the clinic doing my last health assessment, gathering information on my last client of the night. And my mind was on going home. So I was in a hurry. This is day one of my practice, but it's at the end of the day. The information was not readily available for this client. The papers looked different from what I was used to, and that caused me a little agitation. I called Tom, the client, to my desk and asked him to have a seat politely while looking at the material. I was looking for his doctor's note from the hospital. I looked at the bottom of the paper and saw the name Tom Snyder. I looked up at the client and asked him, "Is Tom Snyder your doctor's name?" The client exploded loudly with anger, foaming at the mouth, literally, and said, screaming, "That is my name. Is this a joke?" I looked at my mistake, and I was overly apologetic. I said, "I am so sorry. I should have looked at the material more carefully." So driving home, I remembered I had forgotten my practice steps. So I said, "Well, I'll wait until I get home." So I got home. And I went into a quiet space, and I asked, was forgiveness in my heart? There was a long pause, and a thought of doubt, and another pause, a thought, you were bad. You don't deserve quick forgiveness. That was bad what you did. And I notice that thought. And I notice that thought just wasn't true. I dropped the mic. So I just wanted to know that you heard the fact that a thought came in, I was bad, you don't deserve quick forgiveness. Yeah, you got that, okay. A feeling of passion, okay. And I noticed that thought wasn't true. A feeling of compassion. And then I visualized forgiveness in a portion of my heart, spreading to the whole heart. And I knew there was willingness for forgiveness. And there was a feeling of peace. And I smiled. And then I remembered that complete forgiveness is that you love your brother with your whole heart. And I asked if there was love for my brother. Absolutely no. No love for my brother was in my heart. Because he was very aggressive toward me and abnormally angry. His anger was explosive. There was no love for that behavior. This was a very subtle thought. And I knew that I needed to work on some type of feelings of love. Verses 10 and 11 in Matthew 18. Watch your heart when you believe you have forgiven. Be careful that you do not have a grievance or a grudge there. For if you do, your forgiveness is not complete. You will know your forgiveness is complete when you love your brother with your whole heart and soul and mind, just as the angels do. If you love your brother any less, ask me to help you learn how to forgive. On several of the readings, including the Course of Miracles, it says, your inner teacher, the Holy Spirit, your true self, has to teach you how to forgive. The Course of Miracles, Lesson 121 says, forgiveness is acquired. It is not inherent in the mind, which cannot sin. As sin, which is to me the I am bad thought, as sin is an idea you taught yourself, forgiveness must be learned by you as well. but from a teacher other than yourself, who represents the other true self in you. Through him, you learn how to forgive the self you think you made and let it disappear. Thus you return your mind as one to him who is your true self and who can never sin. Okay, so let's move on. The second day, I also forgot or did not remember my steps until after the fact. But I'm not disheartened. So the third day of my practice, I walk into the clinic, and there was talk about a discharge planner who was rude to several clients. And one colleague had said, I'm not going to work with her. This person is so rude, and she has been rude on many occasions. And matter of fact, she's been changed from several positions. And she was on her third position within the organization. And now she was a discharge planner and had to come to the residential facilities which I was servicing. I remembered one tip from Regina on day 25. I remembered it because, well, it gave you a list of things that you needed to think about. And the one thing that I thought, one of the things that caught my mind was, do you dislike it when people point out your mistakes? But I looked at as, I interpret that as, do I dislike anyone? And I said, no, in my mind, no. I was thinking about all my colleagues or anybody. There's nobody I don't like. So I'm going back to this situation here. Everybody's talking about this discharge planner. And obviously I had a grievance and I had not recognized it. Because after everybody started talking about her, it seemed like it was my turn. So I literally took the floor and said my speech that this was not the best job for her. Maybe she would do better elsewhere, blah, 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 blah. And then I remembered, I forgot my steps again. So I went to a quiet place. I asked if there was forgiveness in my heart. And I could feel the peace. And then I asked, was there love? No. And then a thought came into my mind. The Spirit of God is love. and to know your place in his heart, you must be loved too. So I held on to that thought. And I said, I may have to start looking at love. But more times than not, I have been genuine, have offered genuine kindness to the clients. And I have been pausing and listening to them attentively, asking questions and listening to where they are. And they generally feel better after talking to me. I had been practicing my prayer that Holy Spirit gave me. I see your light, I see your glory, peace be on to you and me. We are one. But I'm going on to another situation. The client's name is Oscar. In his situation, I saw his light. I saw his glory. I mean, I said my prayer. I really don't see the light and glory, but I say my prayer from my heart. I see your light. I see your glory. Peace be on to you. We are one. And I had a lot of compassion for Oscar. The staff wanted him to leave because he was experiencing psychotic behavior. And this facility has now turned to a substance abuse facility. But he also has substance abuse issues. But for somehow I knew that he would get better. So I said my prayer. I stood up for him, or, you know, told my case to the staff members. And then I realized that I had an agenda. That when I was saying my prayer of forgiveness, that's what I call the prayer of forgiveness, I see your light, I see your glory, that I had in my mind an end result for him. NTI goes on to say, don't be confused. You are not responsible for your brother's place. If you can't forgive him in your place, you are lost from yours. I had an end result. I could see that. My prayer wasn't clean. NTI goes on to say, the spirit of love, the spirit of God is love. And to know your place in his heart, you must be loved too. Love does not make judgments. Love does not hold grievances. So don't worry about your brother's place. Ask me how the symbol of your brother's place can be helpful to find you. So I asked the Holy Spirit, first of all, I asked, was there forgiveness in my heart? And there was. I asked the Holy Spirit, how is a symbol of my brother's place in this situation can help me? And the gift was seeing that there was judgment. I was thinking something was wrong with him. and that he needed an advocate for him. And now I recognize that that was not true. Today I remembered the prayer. That day I remembered the prayer fully. The prayer was, I see your light, I see your glory, peace be unto you and me, we are one. I see my light, I see my glory, peace be unto you and me, we are one. And here is the last healing experience. I was talking to a client named Scott. He was expressing sadness when he found his best friend had OD'd in his basement on his couch. He OD'd on Percocet and Xanax. I listened, and he said, life sucks. I just listened. Lunch was served and he asked if he could leave and go to lunch. I said, sure. There was a thought of fear for my daughter, who had just acquired epilepsy and was on medication. But she had just recently dislocated her shoulder and the doctor gave her Percocet. My thought was to call her immediately and warn her. I asked the Holy Spirit to help with this thought. What did I need to know for my healing and enlightenment? The Holy Spirit said, let go of worry. Nothing was wrong. I went to my heart and I saw forgiveness there. I didn't do the love check. I knew I had an issue of feeling love for my brother. So I asked the Holy Spirit to help. I asked the Holy Spirit, who do I have love for? Is there anybody I have love for? I got out my pen and my journal. And I ask, who do I have love for, Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit came up. I have love for the Holy Spirit. I love you, Holy Spirit, because you try to help me. So I appreciate it. I have tons of examples how the Holy Spirit has guided me through the years. But about 7 years ago, it started telling me after my journaling, I love you. And that started increasing more and more with my usage of using the Holy Spirit for guidance. And then I began to ask, is there anything more And if there was nothing, it always said, I love you. And then Holy Spirit said while I was journaling, it said to me, your brother is you, and he is trying to help you. Look at your brother today and see. Be open to recognize there's love for you. Ask me to help. The profound truth in this was your brother is trying to help you too. Matthew 18, verses 21. Your brother is yourself, your true self. And so you must forgive your brother to know your true self. So, I had one more situation, but I will tell you the end result of it. The first week I could not remember my steps, but I remembered after the fact. I did not judge myself for that. The second week, it started off the same thing. I was remembering like halfway in the situation. By the end of the week, I was remembering most of the steps. And I was asking, is there forgiveness in my heart? And it said yes. And then I asked in one of the last situations. It was actually Saturday. These situations keep coming up. These opportunities for forgiveness keep coming up every moment. But I asked, was there love in my heart? Was there a feeling of love in my heart? And it said, yes. So I'm ending this by reading Matthew 18, 23 through 35. I wish I could have given you my other examples, but another time. You suffer because you do not love. For love is not itself unless it is whole. No one can be left out of love. No thought that is not love can be left in your mind. Listen to me. Rejoice at your opportunities to forgive. Be happy that you have found yourself judging or holding a grievance. For what you find, you can let go. In this way, the splinters to love's presence are removed, that love may be known as whole again. So I am giving the mic to Lynn. I'm opening up for meditation and contemplation as Lynn plays this song. And if you would have kindness in your heart, you can donate. If not, we forgive you. And there's love in our heart. So I'm letting go of the mic and giving it to Lynn. Thank you very much.
Think about it. There must be higher love down in the heart and in the stars above. Without it, life is wasted time. Look inside your heart, oh, look inside of mine. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What's fair? We walk blind and we try to see, falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Where's this higher love I've been thinking of? World's turning, we're just hanging on, facing our feet. Standing out there alone, oh, we earn it, and it's real for me. There must be someone who's feeling for me. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What's fair? We walk blind and we try to see, falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Where's this higher love I've been thinking of? I will wait. I'm not too late for it. Until then, I'll sing my song to cheer the night along. I can light the night up with my soul on fire. I can make the sun shine from pure desire. Let me feel the love come over me. Let me feel how strong it can be. Bring me a higher love.
Thank you, Lynn. That was a perfect song. We're running close to the end of the time. So now it's time to open up for sharing. However, I'm going to give the, oh, everybody wants to share. I'm going to give the mic to Ken. If there's time to share maybe after, I don't know. It's around time for closing. So Ken, I'm giving you the mic. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional self-love. And where there's love, there's no fear. And when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hi.
inhale.